Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
In Los Angeles, we had an incident yesterday of a motorist, an elderly motorist, who drove into some pedestrians. They were actually children at a school. National Association of Retired Motorists Representative Lloyd Bonifay, he's actually press relations for the National Association of Retired Motorists, is on the line with us so we can talk about senior citizens and senior citizens driving.
It was a tragedy, Mr. Hendry, but it is our official feeling that bringing this out on a national radio program serves no purpose, because the event took place in Los Angeles and has no real bearing on the rest of the country. And I think that we will air our dirty. We'll clean our laundry here. I don't think you need to be talking about it.
Well, I'm talking about it because really what we're talking about is senior citizens driving cars. Is it safe?
Well, I don't think the question is relevant, because...
Why isn't it relevant?
The question isn't relevant because we are living our lives, we're contributing to our communities, we fought for our freedom in some instances as members of the armed forces, and many of you people are swimming in the very freedom that many of us laid our lives down for. We've made our mistakes. I think we just need to move on from them, and you bury your dead and you move on.
Well, bury the dead and move on. My question for you was, don't you think you represent an association of retired motorists, of senior citizens, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Don't you think that there should be a national mandatory testing of senior citizen drivers, some of whom are dangerous? Now, we just had a woman drive into a crowd of school children in Los Angeles yesterday. There have been instances of senior citizens killing, in some cases, pedestrians, because they have lost a control of the car. So don't you...
What is your question?
My question is, don't you think it's time that we test them uniformly to get their driving skills back up to par?
Well, Mr. Hendry, you can make a... you can ask for it, but we won't cooperate. We don't have to cooperate.
Why don't you have to cooperate?
Because no court in America is going to put a senior citizen in jail. It does. I'm 70 years of age. Most of the people that we represent are over the age of 70. You're not going to have a senior citizen put into jail. If you look around you, these people that kill the senior citizens you claim are killing, and I don't deny that we are killing, and we're probably killing at a record clip, given the fact that there's more of us on the road. But
you're saying that like that's no big deal.
Well, I don't want to comment on whether it's a big deal or not. You're just never going to get us. There's no court is going to put us in jail.
Can you prove that statement that no court is going to?
You know as well as I do that when an 80 or a 70 year old motorist kills someone through no fault of their own, I might add, they never go to jail. The most that we're going to get is probation. The best thing you can do is bury your dead and move on, because it's admittedly unfortunate, but nonetheless, accidental vehicular homicide is something you're not going to charge a senior citizen for.
Give me your proof.
Well, if I can tell you, let me say this to you. I was involved in a fatality.
Were you driving?
Let me finish. I was involved in a... I'm 70 years of age, and I'm telling you, I'm not in jail today because the courts feel sorry for senior citizens, and so they don't put us in jail.
Tell me about what you did.
I was in an automobile. It was two worlds colliding, but my wife and I were on a fixed income, and I had an opportunity to help my family. I was racing to this meeting. A young woman, boy, when I think about it, it's sad. A young woman, not much older than my own daughter, walked out into the crosswalk. She was pushing a baby stroller right into the path of my RV.
You hit her?
I hit her. I was probably doing about 40 or 45 miles an hour.
You hit, and did you kill her?
She died, yes. And I told her husband later, he was a young man. I said, you know, his name, in fact, his name was Phil, like yours. I said, Phil, just bury her and the child and let's move on. You know, the sun comes, there's a song, Phil, I don't know if, the sun comes out tomorrow, bet your bottom, darling. You know that?
Yes, it's from Annie.
That's what the National Association of Retired Motorists says. If a senior citizen or one of the elderly kills one of your relatives or one of your children, and it could happen from a recreational vehicle because many of us drive them, just bury her and move on. Because...
Well, you say her.
Most of the time, the child that's killed is for some reason, it's a female child. I don't know why, and it's the mother, because the husbands are at work. So the ones that we hit and kill are generally housewives. It's a very terrible thing. It's a very terrible...
Well, all right, the National Association of Retired Motorists then says, we're sorry if the seniors and the elderly are hitting and killing people with their cars, but you're never going to put us in jail because no court in the land...
No court in the land is going to imprison for any length of time a senior citizen. Most will get his probation. Now, what we have offered is if you want to have, if one of your relatives is killed by a senior citizen who lost control of their car, and you want to have that relative cremated, we'll pick up the cost of that. We can't, we have a lot of people on fixed income, so we can't pay for the whole funeral, but we'll pick up the cost of the cremation.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out here.
Huh?
I'm going to give our phone number out, Mr. Bonafide. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The reason why we have him on is he is representing an association of retired motorists, senior citizens driving cars. Should they be tested? Should their skills be tested? We had an incident yesterday. A senior citizen drove into a crowd of kids. There are other incidents where senior citizens lose control of their cars.
Look, Mr. Henry, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
We don't have much time left, so if... this is hard for you to understand, but if we accidentally kill someone, we don't have much time left.
And so if you accidentally kill somebody, what are we, those of us who are related to that person, what are we...
The best thing to do is to bury your dead and move on, because you're not... What do you want...
What I would like to see, if anybody, I don't care what the age, get prosecuted and put into jail.
No, they're not going to do that.
What happened to you, by the way?
When I hit this young woman.
Yes.
I got probation.
Probation. How old were you?
I was 69 years of age. But I can tell you, I felt bad about it. I got to Santa Anita that afternoon and
you said you were on your way to a business meeting, sir?
I was on my way to it was a financial opportunity, is what I said.
Santa Anita is a horse racing track. What were you doing?
There was a horse going in the fifth. His name was Red and Gray, and I think Don Pierce was on top, and we had an opportunity at 7-1.
That's not a business opportunity, sir.
Sir, I'm a Korean War veteran, and I'd appreciate if you speak to me with respect.
I'm sorry, sir, but that doesn't sound like a business opportunity.
It was an opportunity to make some money.
You made it to Santa Anita the same afternoon that you hit and killed a woman.
That is correct.
Did the police just let you go?
I didn't stop. I went...
So it was a hit and run?
Yes, sir, it was. I'm not saying it was the right decision.
All right, so you hit the woman, you kill her, you go to Santa Anita, you lay down your money on this horse. Did the police arrest you?
They came to my home the next day, yes, sir. And
how did the police know it was you?
The investigating detective said that they had found a scrap of the... And this is difficult for me to say, because I'm not proud of what happened. They found a scrap of the baby's blanket on the front fender, and part of it wedged in the headlight. It was on the right front.
Good God.
It was difficult, yes.
How did you feel when they arrested you?
I said to the officer, I said, I feel bad, but you know as well as I do, I'm going to walk.
You're going to walk. You know, is that the official position of your organization?
The official position of our organization is that we shouldn't be hitting and killing people, but if we do, we need to just move on because no court in the land is going to send a senior citizen to prison. because nobody wants to see their grandmother or grandfather go to jail. Now, I fought for my country, but I also know that I'm an old man, and when I stand in front of a judge on television, people feel sorry for me because I look like their granddad or someone who taught them how to play baseball, even though I killed a woman doing 45 miles an hour in my RV, and they found bits and straps of the baby blanket wedged in the headlight. Our slogan is, we're seniors, we're sorry.
You're kidding, right?
No, sir.
We're seniors and we're sorry.
Because we have been inundated with people trying to make us feel guilty for growing older for a long time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Daryl, go ahead.
I can't really believe what I'm hearing this gentleman say.
And especially that slogan, we're seniors and we're sorry.
We have been made to feel sorry our entire lives.
Sir, I really believe that the legal system is not going to allow you to continue to mow over people
how
in
many,
the road.
How many people do you see in their senior citizens prosecuted for
I
this?
I see a lot of them now. Oh. The case in point, sir, the case in point
they
is,
don't go to prison. They don't
well,
go to
I'll tell you, they put into prison those elderly people who are killing their spouses
they
for the reason that they can't take care of them.
All right, well, we're talking about the automobile.
Well,
is that right?
I think legally he's misinformed. I believe that if you're going to have vehicular manslaughter, they're going to put you away
there's
in jail.
There's no way they put anybody who's over the age of 70 in prison. They give us probation. Now, I'm sorry about the young woman. But
well,
I'm,
I disagree
I'm
with you,
around,
sir.
I'm,
I have to, I'm going
today.
To find out tomorrow. I'm going to make it my business tomorrow.
Go right
find
ahead.
Out
I'll
whether
give
or not
the name.
Legally what you're talking about is correct.
Well, is it legal to let a guy like you walk out of a courtroom if you've hit and...
Look, the judge gave me probation. What do you want me to tell you? Well, is it legal? I guess it is. The judge gave me probation.
He didn't take away your license.
Yes, it was suspended for a year.
For a year only?
Yes, ma'am. Well, what are you going to do? You think a suspended driver's license is going to keep me from driving?
Well, I think that you should be put away permanently, then,
well,
if that's the answer that you're going
to
give.
But what we have tried to do is show a sensitivity to the situation.
Well, offering to pick up the cost of cremation.
Sir, you are showing no sensitivity whatsoever. You're saying you're going to go out there and do this again. And nobody can stop you.
I'm not intentionally targeting anyone. I would never lay a hand
when
on anyone.
When you get behind the wheel, sir, that's exactly what you're doing.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
She gets out in front of me with a baby stroller. And
she had a green light, you said.
She had a green light, but I had just...
And you said you were cheating.
I had just had a yellow light, and I was trying to make it.
But she
well,
had...
you jumped a yellow light. You're not supposed to do that. You were at fault. You
well,
killed a woman and her baby.
Do you know that if it hadn't been...
Sir, you're not
going
to get away from the fact that you did this, and you are responsible.
I think
if
the
justice system let you walk, I don't know what kind of a world we're living in.
I have to hang up now.
That woman was the one who pushed that kid out into traffic, and I didn't.
I think the most ghoulish aspect of this is that the police tracked you down by finding bits of that baby blanket, as you say, wedged in the headlight.
They said it was jammed up in the headlight, parts of the baby blanket and the baby pajama. But apparently, the police told me that the child suffered from Down syndrome. And I went home after I talked to the police. I said to my wife, who I've been married to for 47 years.
Look, sir, I'm a...
No, let me finish. And I told her that the baby had Down syndrome. And my wife said, why would God want a child like that to live anyway?
I understand that you are feeling emotional. Please don't use GD, okay?
I'm sorry.
And what do you mean your wife said maybe God didn't want the baby to live anyway?
It had mongoloid symptoms. It had symptoms of mongoloid.
Hold the line, please. 1-800-449-8686. This is a very emotional. Lloyd Bonafide, President, National Association of Retired Motorists. If you're a senior citizen, you hit and kill somebody. As there are many seniors out there who are driving unsafely, according to Mr. Bonafide's organization, What's the point of arresting them? No judge, no jury, no court in the land is going to give prison to a kindly old elderly senior citizen. And he goes on to say that he himself was involved in a fatality. His Winnebago hit a mother and a baby crossing a crosswalk. And he kept right on going to Santa Anita so he could get a bet laid on the fifth race. The cops found him the next day because they found the baby's blanket and pajamas wedged in his right headlight. God. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
With me is Lloyd Bonifay, president of the National Association of Retired Motorists. Yesterday in Los Angeles, a woman of 65 drove into a crowd of school kids by accident. Some were seriously injured. Thank God there were no fatalities, Mr. Bonifay.
Oh, well, you see, you didn't mention that.
I didn't mention there were any fatalities, but there have been fatalities. You've been involved in fatalities, right?
But you didn't mention the Los Angeles woman. Not she didn't kill anyone.
No, she did not. But it could have been a death.
Why don't you keep your own dirty laundry to yourself, and quit making everything sound like it's worse?
The fact of the matter is, you said you hit a woman, and then you drove to the racetrack.
I felt terrible about that, as I've tried to tell you, but I let me ask you, you've got a sure thing in the fifth race, and you hit, and yes, you kill a woman and a child. It gives you pause. You don't know which way to go.
Because I know exactly what I would do, sir.
Have you fought for this country in Korea?
No.
Then I don't. I killed a woman and a half of a person. The child was, because it's a child, it's a half of a person. And it,
well, all right, look, I didn't fight in Korea and I didn't fight in World War II, so maybe I got no call to say what I would do, but I'm telling you, I hit a woman, or I've got the horse in the fifth. I think I'm going to stop for the woman.
Easy for a young man to say.
Perhaps, sir. Let me go to Harry on the Phil Hendry Show. Harry, go ahead.
Mr. Bonifay.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Korean veteran. I'm 68 years
old.
God
bless you.
I suppose I'm a senior citizen. But I think one thing we have to remember, driving is a privilege and not a right. We are responsible for our actions.
Well, what is that supposed to mean, driving?
It simply means you do not. You don't have
a gobbledygook.
No, you don't have a right to drive. It's a privilege. Now,
sir,
if you are not able. If you don't,
it's not a gobbledygook. You have to be licensed.
Control of your vehicle, you should not be driving. As I said, I'm a senior citizen, and I am all for annual.
Well, that may be true. That may be true, but you know as well as I do, there's no court in the land. It's gonna
I don't give a damn about a court. I'm talking about killing people. If you're not qualified to drive, you should not be driving. Your license should be removed from you.
Well, I'm
and
sorry.
Take an annual. Take an annual test, and if you can drive, drive.
I didn't
if
mean
you're
to
not
kill
able
her.
To,
you're
don't.
Acting like I meant to kill her. I didn't mean
it
to do it.
I don't care if you meant to kill her or not. You killed her. Now,
yes, it was an understandable mistake.
It was not an understandable mistake.
How do you call it?
You were running a red light. She was crossing in the
yellow.
Green light.
It was yellow, and then it turned red.
You see,
you said that
red,
she crossed.
You continued going. And therefore,
okay.
You hit this
have
lady
you ever tried,
crossing in a green light.
Have you tried to stop an RV when you're doing 50?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you can't
but
do it.
But I didn't try to run a red light. I realized I was driving a vehicle that did not stop as fast as a normal automobile did.
As a fellow veteran, how many kids have you backed? As a fellow veteran, be honest with me, all right?
I'll be honest.
How many kids have you backed your Buick over? Yeah.
I have not backed them over anybody.
You don't want to answer that question honestly.
I want to
oh, come
honestly,
on.
I've never
all right.
killed anybody
right.
with
one,
my automobile.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Any other boy, though.
But you didn't tell me there was another boy that you hit.
It's in the, Mr. Hendry, National Association of Retired Motorists do not hide anything.
Well, hold on. Lloyd Bonafide is with us. He's the president of the National Association of Retired Motorists. We're talking about senior citizens. Should they be tested? Should their skills be tested as they get into advanced years? We had a woman hit a bunch of school kids yesterday in Los Angeles. You've heard of these stories yourselves, I'm sure, throughout the years. Elderly people in cars losing control. You tell me, you said that you hit and killed a woman and her baby, now a little boy?
What I told you, please don't mischaracterize what I said, sir.
I don't think I did.
Please allow me to finish. What I told you was I was in my car driving my wife to the doctor. My wife has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
All right, then please allow me to explain. And this kid darts out on his bicycle and tosses me a bone.
Now, when you say toss a bone, he flipped you off?
He flipped me the finger, yes. And I wanted to talk to the boy, and he was caught under the wheels. We had a sports car, and it is very low to the ground. And I considered a lawsuit against the manufacturer because it picked the child up. He hit the windshield, and then I think the police said he bounced twice off the roof of the car, hit the back of my car, hit the street behind the car, and then was hit again by a delivery van of some kind behind me. It was a tragedy, but I did not kill that boy. The van behind me killed him. And for you to say that I am intentionally targeting, my wife has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
All right, sir, I know you were taking your wife to the doctor. I'm sorry to hear that. Your car was the first car to hit that boy. You said it picked him up and threw him in the air.
They said he was alive when he hit the pavement behind my car.
And then he was hit by a what?
By some kind of a delivery van. That's what killed him.
But it was initially your car that threw him up in the air.
It is not my car that killed him, but my wife had cancer, and he threw me a bone.
All right, I'm going to try to understand what you're saying. It's okay for you to kill the kid. Not, you didn't kill him.
I did not kill him.
It's all right for you to chase some kid down because he flipped you off because your wife has cancer. Great.
Yeah, and God forbid it should happen to you, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Joyce on the Phil Hendry Show. Joyce, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to say that I'm absolutely disgusted and it's despicable about this man.
What
I'm a senior citizen myself.
What did I do? It's what the kids did. He flipped me a bone. They tossed me a bone.
I can't believe that the law let you get away with this. Senior citizens should be prosecuted when they kill anybody.
You know as
and
well
to
as
say
I...
that the person was a mongoloid. My son is handicapped, and if anybody hurt him, it's
well,
just despicable.
The kid had Down syndrome, and I'm just saying that God,
I can't believe that you're even saying this on the radio.
My wife is dying of ovarian cancer, so I think I've got some other considerations.
I don't believe you took the life of a child and a young woman.
I did not intentionally take their life. I was on my way to the feature race.
Then you should have stopped. If it was an accident, you should have stopped.
I fought for my
like
country.
Like any other. I don't care. So
fought
did my uncles, and they were killed in the war.
All
and
right,
that doesn't give them the right to kill anybody else.
Why were they killed?
They were in a war.
That country, too.
Well, I got through the war pretty good, so.
Yeah, I don't know why, because you must be a rotten person. Only the good die young.
A rotten person. Ma'am, I was on my way to Santa Anita for the feature race.
You're proud of that?
I'm
you are a despicable human being, and I'll tell you, if you're with you, represent AARP, and I'm in that organization.
Wait a minute. He doesn't represent an AARP. He represents a group called the National Association of Retired Motorists.
Don't hear too good, do you? Are you a senior citizen?
That makes me feel a lot better. Yes, I am a senior citizen.
And you're telling me that you think you'd do jail time if you ran over a mongoloid kid.
Yes.
What?
I would deserve to if I ran over anybody.
I'm not saying we don't deserve to, but you know a judge isn't going to put senior citizens in jail because
why not?
Because we look grandfatherly and...
Baloney.
Yes,
baloney. You know what? You make me sick.
I didn't see the girl before I hit her. I felt a bump and I kept going. I didn't know...
Yeah, well, then you shouldn't have a driver's license.
Well, look at...
Lady, my wife is dying from...
We got the ovarian
cancer,
okay? I'm
sorry for your wife to have a husband like that.
We live on a fixed income. We don't live down on the beach high on the hog like a lot of you.
So what? That gives you the right to kill somebody?
Lloyd, you said that you hit her, but then you made the decision to keep going.
It was a toss-up, yes.
You just told me you didn't know what you hit.
Well...
Now, which is the story?
I was pretty sure it was a person.
I don't
but
believe
then
it.
I kept seeing that horse going over the finish line.
Yeah, was this at night? This is a joke.
It was the feature race at night.
You're putting everybody on.
It was the feature race at Santa Anita. You can check it out.
No judge would ever in his right mind allow you to go.
How many senior citizens have you seen go to jail on account of they run someone over?
Well, I wish they all would.
Ah, see?
You don't know of anybody.
But when they found that baby...
No, I don't know any senior citizens that committed such a crime.
No, well, that's a lie. Everybody knows at least one senior citizen that's driven a car through a Denny's or into... Nobody drove... None of your friends have driven a car into a department store.
No.
You're trying to... You know something?
Come on.
You're full of it.
You're
full of it.
You're putting me on.
You're full of crap.
You're full of crap. Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, well...
Goodbye.
Yeah, good. Yeah. The baby carriage stuck to the wiper blade on the window, so I knew I'd hit something, but I didn't know what.
Well, what do you think is in a baby carriage? What do you think's in a baby carriage? A baby. Here is Michelle on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
Mr.
ma'am.
Hello?
Mr. Henry, you told...
We got a caller here, okay?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes. I don't believe that you even belong walking on the street, let alone driving.
Do you drive?
Yes, I do. And I'm a very safe driver. And needless to say, how old are you? How old am I? I'm old enough to know that what you've done is wrong and you should be in jail.
Well, guess what? I'm not. So you're going to blame me for that?
Yes, I do.
How do you blame me? I wasn't the one. Am I supposed to go up to the judge and say, I insist you give me prison time? I'm telling you that no judge gives senior... And I would say, Michelle, if I were you, instead of criticizing me, if you're a senior citizen, I'd go out and have a little bit of fun maybe for the first time in your life.
And I'll tell you what.
You know what? That's your problem. You got a cobweb, so... Why don't you go out and have a couple of laughs?
What, like you?
Yeah,
and
like me.
The child and the mother. And let me tell you,
nobody's going to put you in jail for it.
What is with you, man? Now you're recommending it.
I recommend it for every senior citizen.
If it's my child you hit, and my grandchild, whether it was handicapped or not, you wouldn't go to jail or be walking because you'd be dead.
So you're a vigilante,
you
are you?
You'd be dead.
So you're a vigilante, are you?
Oh, you bet.
You'd hurt my children? Oh, so you'd break the law because I broke the law. You make me sick. Ma'am, you'll think the way I do when you kill your first kid and you want to show your grandkids how to do it, because it's the most...
Yeah, okay, a lot of fun.
Well, it is. And another thing, that cremation special is still on.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, you disgust me.
Thank you.
And now, Phil Henry.
This is the Phil Henry Show. I played the part in the preceding bit of Lloyd, as well as myself, and the people that called in. Well, those are real folks upset that Lloyd thinks it's cool to run people over because he's a senior and they ain't going to put his butt in jail. Now, yesterday's show, we had on R.C. Collins. R.C., a student at a military academy, he can't wait to get over to Iran, Iraq, and Korea and fight that big war because, he's the man. And here are some of the comments that he got from some military people that called in.
Phil Hendry's Flashback.
Where'd you get this 1,000-yard stare you're talking about?
Everybody knows what the 1,000-yard stare
no,
is.
No, 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 no. Where did you get it? Because I'll tell you what.
A 1,000-yard stare is all about...
I've been in the Marine Corps for 3 years, and I've trained overseas. I've trained hard and long and tired, and I don't even have a 10-foot stare. Now, you're going to come here and say you're gonna put Bin Laden's head on a stick? You know what me and my buddies would do if an idiot like you got the chance to even do that? We turn that stick upside down and put you on the other end. End first.
You know, that's I think, disrespectful to me as a fellow comrade in arms.
That's the whole thing. You're not in the military.
What branch?
You're a cadet. You're trying to prove whether academically and physically you're even ready.
What branch of the military are you in?
Marine Corps.
Semper Fi, do or die.
No.
Oh, come
on,
man.
You're not a Marine.
Look, you can't say that unless you're a Marine, all right? And the 1,000-yard...
You can say that all day, and it would not mean... It wouldn't mean a fart. I'd hear a fart, and I'd get more emotional about a fart.
I got the 1,000-yard stare.
Wait a minute. The 1,000-yard stare is a thing that the Vietnam vets used to talk about having because they were looking into the bush 1,000 yards away.
Well, I seen it in a movie.
You seen it in a movie.
You know, I got to wonder if this guy's even real, you know? Because I'm sure you are, because there are idiots like you
out
there.
I got to wonder that you're for real, a guy in the military. Someday,
well,
President Bush...
come to my barracks, live my life, you know, train with my buddies. And the worst part is you probably tell yourself you're pretty psycho, too, huh? That's the worst part. You think you're really out there ready to cut some guts up or something? Let me tell you something, buddy. The real psycho people are the quiet ones. My buddies, myself.
Hey, let me ask something, Alex. Are they now taking head injuries in the Marines?
No, but I'll tell you what.
Okay,
so
now...
If you think you're doing 100 push-ups, you need to do 1,000 knee bends, because the only deflowering you're going to find is your end.
You know, Mr. Hendry, easy for you to laugh on the other end of a phone.
Oh,
and another
well, what are you,
thing,
what are you
talking
do,
about
man?
these 50% fat American yogurt-eating people, let me tell you something. That's who you decided to leave behind. If you truly understand anything about the military, you left that behind. Why? Because it's a privilege to be like that. It's a privilege not to eat rice out of a freaking village bowl, okay? That's what being American is all about, sacrifice.
A lot of them guys that have the 1,000-yard stare ate rice out of the bowl.
What difference does it make, man? That's a war that's over 30 years old.
Mr. Henry, excuse me. You're not in the military. I'd appreciate it if you keep your mouth shut.
He has a better point of view about the military than you do, that you say you're a cadet. I got to wonder if your dad even knows if you left the house.
You ever got any soft-clean virgins? No, see?
Oh, I haven't?
All right, look.
Don't you
I'm
think...
about to get one. If you tell me where your little academy is, I'll tell you what, I'll get some of that right there. I'll give you the 1,000-yard stare, because I'll tell you what. You're not able to walk 10 feet after I get a hold of you.
You mean you'd come over and do me?
Yeah, sure, why not? You're pretty much a bitch. So I
hey,
figured
excuse me,
much.
The talk show host?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because the guy's funny, okay?
Okay, that does it.
What are you doing?
I think he's wrestling.
He's so. Wrestling with what? The air?
I'm guessing.
If you
want to
know what I'm doing, I'm coming over there.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing
you
with
what,
the phone?
Man, those of you who are thinking about joining the military and giving your lives for our country and for your neighborhood corners, hey, people like this, they don't make it past the first 4 weeks of training, so you'll never have to worry about these guys.
The reason why you don't understand this is because the only women you've done don't have no teeth and a wandering eye.
Yeah, and a piece of tape holding their ass up, too. I'll admit it.
What are you doing with the phone, man?
I'm trying to hang it up.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm on my way, man.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you, brother.
I do 100 push-ups and 100...
Yeah, 100 sit-ups every day. About 100 deep knee bends?
Yeah.
Aren't those also called squats?
Yeah.
What are you squatting over?
Well, it's an egg... What do you mean? What I'm... Okay,
Flashback. I like that guy's line about, huh? You better do 1,000 deep knee bends, man, because I'm going to get me some.
I'm going to find your academy, and I'm going to get me some of that. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of deep knee bends, Craig looked at me just a moment ago, and I looked at him, and we're in love. No, he looked at me. I said, dude, I just saw a thing on TV, a heart-shaped mold so you can pour heart-shaped pancakes. I said, you're going to Japan to visit Nikki. Why don't you get that and make her some heart-shaped pancakes? He goes, man, Valentine's Day is coming. And we both looked at each other with horror. Because for a minute there, I thought Valentine's Day was like tomorrow or 2 days. See, this is what happens to men. This is the terror that we live under. You literally, it's a terror, it's a horror. You forget Valentine's Day, you might as well just do some deep knee bends and have Alex there on his way over to your academy. Because if you forget Valentine's Day, you are squatting over an egg, my man. All right. Don't forget the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. Get all the audio that you want, today's show, yesterday's show, select bits, hours, whatever you want, 30-day archive. If you missed today's show, you can hear it on demand anytime today. If you are interested in the show that we did yesterday, anywhere up to 30 days ago, it is all archived, ready, waiting, and able for you there on the Phil Hendry Show website. All you got to do is get a backstage pass. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask you a couple questions about the show. First off, I was wondering why you have a lot of Westworld references in your bits.
Westworld?
Yeah, like I remember one where you said sloppy with your drink, and
yeah.
Like, there's another one recently where you said somebody needs his mama.
Yeah, that's Yul Brynner's character, the robot,
right,
that comes into the bar. That's a very funny scene to me.
I think so too.
I love the way he says he needs his mama. You know, to me that was just a riot, and that sloppy with your drink. What a great way to start a fight, you know. So it's always stayed with me, I guess, that movie. That's the scene from that movie. Yeah, little bits and pieces of flicks. Don't we do that with other movies? I can't think, but, well, there was one in just this The Thousand Yard Stare. You know what that's from?
No, which
Full Metal Full Metal Jacket. Thousand Yard Stare is from Full Metal Jacket. They're sitting around in the the barracks, and he says, Joker, he thinks the bad bush is between them. I had to dump myself there, John.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, it is from Westworld because it's a really great flick, and Yul Brynner's character particularly was interesting and funny, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was a great movie.
Absolutely.
The other question I had was, where do you guys get your music for the intros?
That's Craig. It's Dance, what is it, Craig? It's
Moonshine Records.
Moonshine Records. They got a lot of club music there and things like that. All right, dude?
All right, maybe you could play one of those bits later on.
Which one?
The Yul Brynner ones. References.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sloppy with your drink.
He needs his mama.
If you ever saw Westworld, you know it's about two businessmen who go to an amusement park that is made up to look like an old West town, and they're all robots that they're dealing with, except for Yul Brynner's robot suddenly becomes deadly because he's badly wired or something, and It's a cool flick, but it's a little dated. A lot of those early 70s. I told somebody that Soylent Green was the bomb. Oh, one of my kids. I said, you got to see Soylent Green. The kid said, we watched Soylent Green? Yeah, we fell asleep. All right, man, so it doesn't have the big special effects. Can't you get into the story, you dirty, filthy, nasty little kid? He's my stepkid. I can talk to him that way. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.